This title is narrated with virtual voice. Computer-generated narration for audiobooks. Sly Kings of Carnage MC by Nicole James. 1. Michaela. Yes, sir, I'm a girl. I know it looks like a boy's name, but it's pronounced Michaela. That's all right, sir. No need to apologize. I get it all the time. Just send in the payment this week if you can. Okay, thank you. I hang up the phone on my desk and drop my head. Another one? My coworker Carl asks from behind me, chuckling. I swear to God, I'm changing my name. Here, check this out. He rolls his chair across the tile floor of the storefront office. T.R. Ross, Private Investigations. Atlanta's cheating spouses keep the place busy. Carl is an investigator who mostly follows around those alleged straying spouses and gathers photographic evidence for nasty divorces. I'm more of an apprentice, handling paperwork, collecting bills and fetching coffee. Having only a community college degree in communications, my dream job of being a travel reporter is pretty much out of reach. To compensate, I've started up a travel blog, but the only problem is, I have little money to travel. In fact, I'm barely scraping by on what I earn. Carl slides a flyer in front of me. There's a picture at the top with the price and description below. I'm selling my fifth-wheel travel trailer. You interested? He knows I am. That's why he's showing it to me. I stare down at the paper. I've been saving up for a long time, managing to set aside a little each month for a used one in decent shape. My goal is to travel around and live out of it while visiting every national park in the continental U.S. That would surely give me something to write about. One glance at the price makes my shoulders deflate as I swivel my chair around. Can you come down on the price at all? I really think I can get $6,000 for it, honey. But for you, I'll lower it 200. I bite my lip, a habit of mine since I was a child. I've got 4,800 saved up so far. Can you give me a little more time? Carl huffs out a long sigh. All right. For you, kid, I'll give you another month. But then I've got to list it. I really need it gone. Marge doesn't want it around anymore. Says she's tired of looking at it. And with her bad health, our days of traveling are over. Another month? How can I possibly scrounge up another $1,000 in a month? Somehow, I've got to find a way. Maybe I can sell some of my furniture. I sigh. Who am I kidding? It's all secondhand and probably not worth half the amount I need, even if I sold it all. I lift my chin, my stubborn Irish background giving me the determination that gets me through every challenge I face. Thank you, Carl. I'll find a way to come up with the rest. He grins. I get how much you love it, girl. I'd be thrilled to leave it in such good hands, knowing you'll take care of it just as I have. It'd be perfect for me. A short-tempered voice hollers from the office in the back. You got that contract I asked for, Michaela? Carl rolls his eyes, pushes up his black frame glasses, and twists in his chair, his overweight body barely fitting between the arms. He's in a mood today, sweetie. Better not keep him waiting. I stand and start gathering up the documents he wants when my phone vibrates in my pocket. I pull it out, glance down at the screen, and frown as my aunt's name pops up. It's very unusual for her to call, especially during a workday. I put it to my ear. Aunt Kathleen? Michaela? I'm sorry to bother you at work. That's okay. What did you need? Well, it's your father, dear. Da, what about him? There's been a... Well, you see, dear. What is it? He's passed away, Michaela. They found him this morning. Found him? What do you mean? It's all so horrible. I hate to be the one to tell you, but... Well, your mother is beside herself. I know this is a shock, but you see, your father committed suicide, honey. She's devastated. We need you to come home. Can someone drive you?